What's good, everybody? It's your boy back at it again. Maybe 2 years later, I don't know, but so many updates, so many changes. Starting off, you could probably hear the background noise because I am at the train station and I didn't miss my train. The train was on the other side of the tracks. It's a whole weird thing here in Chicago. But anyways, with the updates, I haven't been updating this. Life has been a blur. First update is I bought a house, which is very huge for somebody with my background, as you all know. Got that maybe back in September. But even bigger news is I wear a wedding band on my left hand. Your boy got married. It was over the weekend. Of course, married Marcy, who any of you long-time listeners, which is probably just me, know. We've been together for about 5 years. It was a long time coming, etc., etc. The wedding was very beautiful. My family actually didn't make it, which was very, very sad. They haven't even like texted me congratulations, which is even sadder. My mom, she was upset about it, but it's a whole thing with my family, I guess. For lack of trying, but in their head, not for lack of trying. And it was my mom's birthday when we got married, so it's supposed to be like a whole thing. So she wanted to come, but my family sucks at preparing for stuff and actually being on top of shit. Even if they pay for their hotel, I offer to pay for the plane. So many things can happen where your mom doesn't have her ID for whatever effing reason. Or she's never flown and she doesn't feel comfortable flying last minute. Murphy's Law is what I was calling the whole weekend, but it still was a very beautiful. It was nice. It was nice. Okay, I'll say that. What else? I think based on the title of my last one, it was like during the pandemic, so I don't know if you guys. It's been a while, I haven't even actually looked at it. This is supposed to be a minute podcast, so we're cutting it close. But I do have a new job. Well, it's been a year at this job, so another update with E-Trade. I really like it. It definitely allows me to, just have a stronger foundation, financial foundation. It is still a job, so the dream still exists where I'm not working from somebody, but in the meantime, I am making decent money. Can't complain, but always trying to be better, you know me. What else do we have? I had one of the best bachelor parties I've only been to, maybe two or three. But anyway, it was like my friends are truly, truly amazing. And that machine is getting louder, so let's see, great bachelor party. Friends. Wedding was amazing. I have a wife now, so there's that whole mentality switch. The house is it's great. I love the house. The wedding's done, which is the biggest just relief. I have to still work on the house, which, you know, it's a work in progress. There's nothing like immediately concerning, which is great, but I always want to stay on top. So I guess I'm in the transition phase from singles are married, and that's been interesting. And in terms of my other projects, I don't really, honestly, I could throw every excuse out there, but really they just fell to the side, especially with the wedding and the house. Like the house we got in September, it is June, we just got married over the weekend, so that's been like really taking up all of my attention and energy. Even though I still use some energy for bullshit, I think, to me, it's okay. Now that all that's done and the house is kind of in its own, I think I'm in a good position to finally pick up my projects again. The only problem is, as you guys were aware from the previous podcast, is that I have so many projects that I want to complete. I think the closest one, at least the one that's most dear to me, would probably at least be the book. So I have that outline and half written. I just need to review it and finish the other half, I guess. But that would be a huge a huge, you know, just first win that I could probably knock off my belt. 35 by 35, and I have 1 month left. I haven't really, I gotta look at that, but I don't think I've accomplished an extraordinary amount, if anything. So that's where my head is, but I just wanted to drop in with this minute podcast. Who knows, maybe I'll keep updating it. I like just throwing my thoughts out in random places, whether it be my notebook. I didn't even check out Tumblr, but this podcast, or like over my entire life. If you know, that if you know, well, nobody really knows except for you guys, I guess, or you guys, that I just have like a bunch of ideas and thoughts like all throughout different platforms. And I like that because it's kind of like a little journey for me. But anyways, I digress. That's all I got for you guys today. This has been your boy with the 60 second podcast. That's what it was. With a 60 second podcast, that's what it is. Keep this up. Give me some nice thoughts out there. Hope everybody's staying safe. Love you guys. Peace.